Hey, I just got back in the truck. I just looked at my third track today and fourth track in the last 24 hours, if you count yesterday afternoon through today. I normally am driving doing these videos, but this is such a rough road here. We'd be bouncing all over the place. So I thought I'd just sit right here for a minute and do this. The four tracks that I've looked at, I got to thinking about each one of them are examples of why people use land agents as opposed to selling a property themselves, or listing it with, you know, just your average out of the box residential agent, you know, in your local town there. You know, land agents do a very specific kind of work. We're very niche-y. We're just licensed real estate agents, just like your residential folks are there in the town where you live, or county where you live. But we focus just on rural real estate, just on usually unimproved land. These last three, four tracks are good examples why. I'll tell you about each one of them and the example they provide as to why people use guys like us. And, you know, Recland is just a humble little company here in Louisiana and Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas, Iowa, Missouri. We're here in the Southeast, a little bit in the Midwest, but there are some great land companies all over the country. You know some of them, you know some of the names, people you use. And here's why people reach out to guys like us. The track I looked at yesterday, about 300 odd acres, but it was extremely unique. It was a very diverse track. On this 300 odd acres, there was pasture, there was row crop, there was recreational land, and there was bottom land timber, also providing some deer hunting, but there's also a big cypress break providing some duck hunting on the other end. Also has some home site potential because there's water and electricity on along one of the roads there on a good high ridge that part of that 40 could be a home site. So a very diverse tract, and they're wanting to sell it all together. Okay. I encouraged them to break it up and let us sell it in some unique pieces, but for some particular reasons they can't. So here we are having to fully understand and describe delta farmland, pasture land, home, rural home sites, recreational stuff, bottomland hardwood, as well as cypress sloughs for duck hunting in South Arkansas. So very diverse track. It's going to require, you know, a lot of good information, a lot of good explanation when people call us and ask us about it. And, you know, fortunately, guys like us, we've got that understanding of tracks like this. I know about row crop in the Delta. I know about farm bases. I know about holding water for ducks. I know about bottomland hardwood and getting some of that timber thinned in the future. And I know about pasture ground and all this. You know, so I'm not expert in anything, but I've been around the block a time or two, so I know enough to be able to represent a very diverse track like this. But Lazy's got that house for sale up there around this corner. Probably a world-class residential agent. She's not gonna have the tools to do that. First of all, she can't get around in that bottom down there and you know, find the corners of that timberland down in that bottom. But my point is, it's a very diverse track and rural land, and we've got that expertise, guys like us, you know, land agents. The track I visited this morning, Central Louisiana, a large, really high-end premium recreational track. I mean, you know, top quality, top-notch duck hunting, camp, crawfish farm income, deer hunting along one boundary there that joins a state wildlife management area. Just real high-end recreational track. That track's not going to sell to the guy that's driving down the road and sees a for sale sign on nailed to a tree or on a stake. This track's going to have to be marketed probably far and wide to get the kind of money that this track like this ought to bring for people that have that kind of discretionary income to buy these high-end recreational tracks. So that's another kind of track that people have that when they reach out to guys and companies and people like us, because, you know, we've got the reach to get to people who are going to buy $1 million plus recreational properties. The one I left just a little while ago, you know, I'm talking about a multi-million dollar recreational track. Well, the track I looked at just a little while ago, 11 acres, extremely odd property. It's a very regular shaped. It's situated awkwardly along the, you know, with the access and some housing around it. And so the sellers called me going, how do we sell this place? And I go, well, it's going to take a little doing. I just got off the phone with him and explaining all the pluses and minuses, mostly minuses, because it's so odd, such an awkward shape. It's a problem track. And that's my third example of why people call guys like us, people like us, to sell problem tracks. Now, a lot of people go, man, I don't want a problem track. I got enough of them. Well, yeah, but if you're like me, you're going to deal with this track. You're going to do your best for this guy. It's a small track. It's going to sell for small dollars. It's going to be small commission, you know, big time land broker, you know, but I'm going to have, you know, 6% on something that's going to be less than $50,000. I'm going to do it because I'm in the business and it's serving him and it's a small world. He's going to tell people what kind of job we did if I can solve this problem for him. So I believe you got to take the good with the bad. We like the cream, we like the sexy marquee stuff, but we also got to take the grunt stuff too, just because it's what we do. So this problem track, they can't get it sold themselves the way they're going about it or have thought about going about it. I gave them some ideas of what we would do to market it, to reach out to some particular people, to do some mailings and some letters, you know, just to try to get this piece sold for them. You know, at the end of the day, I'm going to get it sold. I feel pretty confident we will. I'm not going to make any money, but I'll have a good, happy client. And you never know where that'll go down the road. So diverse tracks, a high-end recreational track. And high-end recreational could also mean, you know, industrial grade, you know, timberland tracks or you know, big farms, you know, high-end stuff with a big price tag where the marketing has got to reach out to more people than just the one or two folks driving down the road seeing a for sale sign, because the people that are buying some of these higher end tracks could be buying them from anywhere in the world. So anyway, and then the third one is these problem tracks. The fourth one I'm sitting on right now, just got back in the truck. It's a track I already have listed, and it's a track that's being divided up. The seller realized, you know, I've talked to her a number of times that, you know, hey, let's divide this track and it'll bring more buyers into the equation. And, you know, we'll be able to take a big piece of pie and cut it up and sell slices as opposed to waiting on the lightning to strike to sell the one pie all together. And she's all for it. But when we're dividing it up, it's going to take some doing so that we don't butcher it. She also needs to maintain a reserve of servitude, you know, to get to another piece of the property that they're keeping. Servitude's an easement maybe in your state, but servitude here in Louisiana. So, you know, I'm familiar with that. I know how to divide things. I know how to work with surveyors. I know how to lay it out on our software to give people an idea of what each parcel will look like. I know how to manage reserving that road and dealing with that. So she doesn't want to have to deal with all that. She doesn't understand some of it anyway. It's not her expertise. Folks like us, it's what we do a lot. All of you have done deals like that. And, you know, it goes to the heart of, hey, we're professionals in the land industry. We ought to know our way around a survey and understand accesses, you know, with servitudes and easements and know how to divide a track and look at the topography and know, you know, should the line run here? Should it run here to be able to capture certain unique characteristics of the topography to make it, you know, usable for the next guy. So all of those things come into play. We're good at that. It's what we do. That's why people reach out to land agents. If you're watching this video and you've got rural land for sale, give one of these guys or ladies in your region a call who specialize in rural land. They got more than muddy boots. They got more than a four-wheeler in the back. They got a world of information and knowledge that they'll be able to bring to bear on your track and might be able to solve a problem for you. Might be able to pull a rabbit out of the hat, you know, and get a deal done where you might not have been able to get it done before, simply because of their reach in marketing and their unique expertise. So anyway, it's getting late in the day. Four tracks, less 24 hours, each one of their own unique problems they bring to bear. And I'm going to do my best to try to solve them for these sellers, these landowners, and get these things done. Hope you're doing the same. Stay at it. Bye.